has not been afraid before.
Uh-huh.
Has been afraid.
Well, used to be, though. You say she... Would you say she
has
used...
Has it been?
Used to be or didn't used to be or...
She's never been afraid before, so why now?
Uh-huh. But how would you say using the expression used to be?
She's changed from what she used to be. It means
uh-huh.
they're different.
And say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
Lucerated?
Concerned.
Or a little...
Worried.
Or you wouldn't feel easy, you'd say you felt...
Uneasy.
And you say, well, they'll get home all right, just don't...
Take it easy.
Worry.
And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say he's mighty...
Trusting?
Or with his money, he's too...
Careless?
Yep. Okay. And someone that you can't argue with, that they make up their mind and then they won't ever change their mind or...
Set in their ways.
Okay. And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. Or you say, you better not tease him about that, because when it comes to that subject, he's still awfully...
Touches or serious.
Okay. You say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
Angry, upset,
okay.
Blustering.
And you say... Someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them that just...
Hold your horses, calm down,
okay.
Take it easy.
And if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
Tired.
Any other...
Worn out.
Huh?
Worn out.
Okay. And if a person had been well, and then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they...
Contacted or...
Or what sick? When was it that they...
When was it developed, or when?
Or just a common way of saying that. When was it that he, what?
Knew.
He what, sick?
Got sick.
Uh-huh. And if someone went outside in bad weather and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running and his nose were running, he'd say that he...
Catching a cold?
Or yesterday he...
Hear it all here.
He went out in bad weather and he...
Contacted...
Or he caught a cold. He
caught a cold. Or?
Okay. And if you go that like that, you have a. Say you have a.
Cold.
Or if you do.
Cough.
Uh huh. And if you have a cold and it affects your voice, you say you sound kind of.
Hoarse.
And. If you got someone some medicine and went in and still saw the medicine there by the person's bed, you'd say, why haven't you
taken the medicine?
And the person might say, well, I already
took it.
And in another couple of hours, I'll
take it again.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you say they were
deaf, hard of hearing.
Okay.
No, if they couldn't hear at all, they'd be deaf. They wouldn't be hard of hear.
And say if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I
have sweated or perspired.
Or I worked hard and I sweat a lot.
Sweated a lot.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
Boil.
Any other names for that?
Boil, that's all I know.
Mm-hmm. What about when the boil opens? The stuff that drains out.
Let's see.